Can you be fired for being trans? I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. It should be a simple answer. No! Because in 2020, the Supreme Court, in the case of Bostock versus Clayton County, decided 6-3 that an employer who fires an employee for being gay or transgender is violating Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Title VII prohibits employers from discriminating based on race, color, religion, national origin, and sex. And, as the Supreme Court made clear in 2020, the decision to fire a person because they're trans is a decision in which, quote, sex plays a necessary and undisguisable role, which is exactly what Title VII forbids. Fast forward to the second Trump term. Ready? The major avenue for seeking redress for employment discrimination is through the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the EEOC. But Trump has fired two EEOC commissioners and its general counsel and issued five executive orders targeting trans people. As a result, the EEOC has moved to dismiss lawsuits against companies that have subjected transgender and non-binary people to hostile work environments and then fired them when they complained. Sure, a private attorney can still bring a case, but as a practical matter, without the backing of the EEOC, many trans people will have no redress and will be denied equality in employment. So much for equal justice under law. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.